seat. The older grey-haired colleague waved his hand back and forth in front of his nose.
"Not at this very moment, if that's what you meant,"
Heino answered, rubbing his hipster goatee while smiling innocently.
"But as in 2 seconds ago, Cecily, Heino is breaking wind," said Henrik, moving his big hulk of a body away from Heino.
Cecily sensed the stench and rolled down all the windows.
"This is the last time I'm giving you a lift. Next time you'll have to drive yourselves. Joachim?"
"What?"
said Joachim, sitting next to her, the homicide unit's newest and youngest member.
"I haven't let out any farts."
"Damn it, Joachim, a briefing?"
she said, sending him a glance. The black Ray-Bans in the open shirt were already irritating her.
"Woman who has been killed, Saxegeda, number 11, first floor,"
he said, while noisily chewing his gum.
"A resident found her after he had noticed that the front door had been ajar for more than a day.
And that's all."
Joachim spit the chewing gum out of the open side window.
"I haven't been given any more information."
"Joachim isn't a trusted employee, boss,"
Heino said ironically. Cecily shook her head and turned at the next street on the left.
"Isn't this it?"
she asked.
"No, this is a one-way street. Saxegeda is the next street over,"
Joachim answered.
"I can drive."
A car approached them at very high speed.
"Boss, oncoming car,"
Heino said. Cecily activated the blue lights once again. The driver quickly swung to the side and made room for them to pass.
"Let's hope it was not Sonia who was killed,"
said Henrik.
"Who?"
asked Joachim. Henrik shook his head.
"Sonia from Saxegeda. Come on, am I the only one who remembers that television series?"
Heino crossed his arms.
"Shit, sometimes I forget how old you actually are. Isn't it time for you to retire soon?" "Yeah, in 2 years, and I'm already counting down the days till I won't have to look at your ugly face anymore."
Cecily rolled up to the next patrol cars and the forensic detective station car, which were blocking most of Saxegeda. At the entrance door, a couple of officers were standing together with a few curious citizens who had positioned themselves behind the red and white crime scene tape. Cecily turned off the engine and snapped her fingers.
"Okay, playtime's over, boys. And Joachim, remove those goddamn sunglasses before I stick them up your arse."
Both Heino and Henrik held back a laugh as Joachim hurriedly put his sunglasses in his shirt pocket. They got out of the car and Cecily looked up at the apartment on the first floor. It was cold as hell, so she zipped up her leather jacket. At that moment, she noticed some small glimpses of light coming from behind the curtain. It looked as though the forensic detectives were busy taking photographs of everything at the scene of the crime. She sensed her heart pounding as she approached the building. No matter how many murder cases she had been involved in, it would never feel normal. Cecily greeted the two officers and looked over at the entry phone and the name next to the apartment on the first floor. They all continued into the hallway.
"What about the guy who reported it? What apartment does he live in?"
Cecily asked no one in particular.
"I have no idea, but I'll find out," said Heino. "I'll start ringing doorbells."
Cecily and the others went up to the apartment, where the door was wide open. The forensic team had put out a cardboard box with protective plastic overshoes, which they put on.
"It's almost like a house viewing," said Joachim.
Cecily ignored him and walked through the hallway, past the small kitchen and into the living room. Everything was neat and tidy, and there was no indication of a violent struggle. She greeted the two forensic officers, who were both wearing blue coveralls. Cecily looked around the living room, which was neatly decorated with plenty of matching throw pillows and little knick-knacks. A single woman in the big city, she thought. The individual who had lived here had better taste than she did. Ol entered the living room. He was dressed in white coveralls with a corresponding hood that made him look like an astronaut.
"God damn it, Cecily!"
the middle-aged medical examiner exclaimed with a big smile. Cecily stuck her hand out and they fist-bumped.
"I didn't think you walked among us mortals anymore," said Ol. "What do you mean? Did you think I'd croaked?" "No, of course not. But since they had appointed you head of homicide, I assumed you were far too busy mingling with the bosses at police headquarters, attending fancy receptions and things like that."
"That would suit me well, wouldn't it?"
she said ironically.
"It's good to see you, Ol. What do you have for me?"
"Not a pretty sight,"
Ol said, resembling an undertaker rather than an astronaut now. "Follow me." Cecily and Ol went into the adjacent room with Henrik and Joachim at their heels.